Hello, beauty bosses. Welcome to the Beauty Boss Essentials Podcast. This series offers tips and training to direct sellers, affiliate, and network marketers.
Hear real life stories and tips from the top. We will cover trending topics from beauty to business.
We are your hosts, Emily
and Matt Stevens,
National Avon Top Leader, Independent Sales Representative, and Beauty Blogger. For more tips, visit beautybossessentials.com and subscribe to see the newest training for your beauty business. Welcome back, beauty bosses. It was so great to see so many of you in San Antonio a couple weekends ago at Avon Convention. Were you guys there? Thank you so much for those of you that came up and spoke to us, said hello. It's so great to meet you and saying that you were listening and that you liked what we were doing and that you were getting value from it. I can't tell you how much that means to us to get to talk to you and hear that what we're doing makes a difference. I think, you know, sometimes I think this is like, you're like this maybe in your business too. You're like, am I making a difference here? Is what I'm doing and what I'm pouring my heart into making a difference? And getting that validation from you guys and hearing that you're liking it and getting some value from it, just, it was so awesome. So thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. It was great to meet a lot of new people. I know a lot of you already know Emily, but it was really great to meet you guys face to face, get to know new people, especially for me. And yes, it was very, very humbling to hear how many people like knew me. does that make sense?
Don't you know who you are, Matt Stevens?
Like, it was like, hey, I know you, you're Matt Stevens. And I'm like, hey, what's up? But that's literally like that happened. And you're like, okay, well, I know they know you, you know, but it was just humbling. It was humbling to be like, hey, like, people are actually listening. I mean, we see the numbers and stuff like that, but to actually like live it out, like, that was probably really the first time since we've been doing this where we've been together with that many people, and to hear everyone's feedback and thanking us for doing what we're doing was incredible.
Yeah. So maybe we'll keep doing it. What do you guys think? Maybe we'll keep going. I loved how many husbands were there. Like, you've come with me now, what? This is your third convention coming with me?
Yeah, I think this is the third convention I've been to probably. I was thinking the other day, it's either eight or nine, I think, Avon trips / events that I've been with you on.
Yeah.
But definitely, I will say in 3 years. So obviously, my first one was in New Orleans. And to just see the amount of husbands, like, it kind of seemed like when I went to New Orleans, there was like maybe a handful of us. Like, and so then it was like, well, then 2020, obviously it was virtual.
Right.
And then last year in Orlando, it was kind of like, even though it was smaller, I still saw more. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Like, seeing the husbands support their wives, and but this time it was a lot. And I was just like, hey, that is
so awesome.
That's awesome. That's how we do it. I mean, cause you guys support us, and you have to support me and my job. I mean, I have to do the same. Like, that's part of this. This is part of being successful. This is part of a happy marriage.
Absolutely. It means so much to have you there, and I can lean on you, and you hold all my bags and you take all my pictures. It's so great. And we really just made like a fun weekend out of it. People on my team, so many had their husbands too, and we had a team dinner and we went out for drinks, and we just, you know, you just make a weekend out of it, and that's how you build relationships. And, you know, this is a relationship business, but yeah, it's what it's all about.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And, you know, I have perfected exactly how I need to hold the bags. And I have also perfected exactly where to point the camera and
absolutely
how to have, I guess not necessarily point, but I guess placement
the
of
angle.
The, yes,
it's all about the angle.
There you go. That's absolutely what I was looking for. The angle of the camera to make sure that we are getting the best picture possible.
Absolutely.
And I will throw a little tip out there. I have learned in some of you that have taken, that I've had to take pictures of, you've learned this over the past. Like, so if you walked up and Emily wanted to take a picture with you, you've learned that I don't count down. I don't go 3, 2, 1 or 1, 2, 3, or I say, okay, get ready, smile. And I don't do any of that, because if I do, I have learned that someone always blinks. Like, regardless of whether regardless of whether you have a flash or not. I wasn't going to call anybody out, but regardless of whether you have a flash or not, like, if you just say 3, 2, 1, or you say get ready, or you say smile, like, it's just, it's going to happen. Like, it's just, it's like a muscle memory.
Right. But what I love even more about how you do that now, and especially because I turn my live photos on, and you're like basically getting a mini video, and you know, you're chatting, you're smiling, you're, that's how you capture those awesome candid photos. Those are my favorite, those candids.
Yeah, and I take multiple, so I don't even tell you I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So just FYI, if you've taken a picture with Emily, she probably has 10 to 15 of those pictures on her phone, because that's what I do.
And I've probably converted it into a video and a reel and, you know, surprise. I love it, though. It was a lot of fun. And whether you were there virtually or in person, there was so much value there. And again, so great to see you guys in person that were there. Well, I want to share a little something personal, if that's okay. Something that I am excited about in my own business here at Avon. So last campaign, we got my Bronze Executive Leader title back. Woohoo! It was, I lost it sometime last year and honestly was feeling a little bit like a failure some days. You ever get like that where things aren't going exactly like you planned, and maybe you took a couple steps backwards, and you, that imposter syndrome can kind of creep in, like, what am I doing wrong here? Why is this happening, and why am I not hitting my goals every month? And you start to question everything and feel like a failure sometimes. But hitting that title again last campaign was kind of validation for me, I guess, that we are doing the right thing. We just keep going. And I posted on my page the other day, I failed my way to success, because that's exactly true. No successful person got to where they are by not failing. Everyone experiences failure. It's part of it.
And you have to learn from it. It's all in that mindset and how you're going to react. You can be defeated. That's the easy way out. Honestly, it is. It's the easy way out to just be like, I'm done, I'm over it, and you walk away.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's the easiest thing to do. But you learn from it and you grow and you continue to grow. If you have that mindset, no one grows without failure.
Yeah.
And you're not going to learn anything. Honestly, you're not, you know, I, this works in any line of business. Of course, you have your Avon business. You do awesome with it. You've learned from failures. You've learned all that. But especially in my line of work, it's the same thing, because people will go, I'll have managers, I'll have associates that are up for promotions, right? And they're sitting there thinking, when am I going to get promoted? I know I'm ready. When am I going to get promoted? 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 3 years later, they're still saying the same thing. There could be several different reasons why. It could be maybe there's just not any openings. You know, we can't just physically make an opening, you know, but that could be it. But it can be challenging in that mindset to be like, you know, it's been 3 years. I should have been promoted by now. And it's challenging to stay positive. And it's challenging to tell yourself, like, I'm going to continue learning. I'm going to continue getting stronger. And because I've been through that. And, you know, I've been through that currently. And you're just trying to wait. And you've got to keep yourself motivated, because I could turn around and just give up, right? Like, I could just be like, whatever, I'm done. You know, it could be, but what a waste of time that would be. You know, I've been with my company 19 years. Be a waste of time to do that at this point. And, you know, I've worked so hard to get there. And sometimes you have to look back at that. Mm-hmm. You got to look back and go, hey, look at how far I've come, instead of looking at this is where I need to be. And maybe that goes against some things, but seriously, you do have to look at that. I'm not saying focus on that, but you do have to look back every once in a while and just go, you know what? I was down and out and I tried it, and then look where I'm at, and maybe I'm not getting where I need to be right now, but I'm 100 times better than where I was.
Absolutely. Look how far you've come, and you didn't come this far to only come this far. Like, you're so close to the top, and that's exactly, I know, where you want to be. But I mean, gosh, look at how you started, and look at where you are today. It's so important.
And again, I've told you guys, you know, I love biographies. I love watching biographies. I love reading biographies. I guess those would be called autobiographies, right? So I love all those things, especially when it comes to sports. So, and especially when it comes to Michael Jordan. You've all heard the story. You've all heard it. What's the one thing that you always heard, especially if you played basketball? What's the one thing you always heard about Michael Jordan? It was, he got cut from his varsity basketball team.
That's right.
When he was in high school. Did you think he just, imagine if he would have just quit? Like, think about this.
The world would not be the same.
I'm serious.
Your world wouldn't be the same.
But I'm serious. Think about that.
It's true.
Think about it. If he would have just walked away, never picked up a basketball again, and next thing you know, he's, you know, Michael Jordan, the real estate agent. Like, think about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But he didn't let it stop him.
It fueled him.
And think of the impact he had on the NBA and Nike. And I think, what was it I shared with you? What did it say? It took Nike 22 years to make $3 million or something. Don't quote me on this, but there was just like this crazy meme, and it said something about,
it was like what they expected him to bring in revenue wise in the first 3 years. Yeah. And he blew it out of the water in like the first three months.
And now, and now they're making, like, it's like his goal was $3 million or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And now his brand, like the Jordan brand for Nike, makes $3 million. Like, what was it? Every 20 minutes or something like that.
You're going to have to look it up, and we're going to have to post it to our podcast stories. So
it's crazy.
We're being legit.
think about what it would have, even not only Nike, but the basketball world. Like, think of how many people became basketball players because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
If he would have walked away, like, think of all these athletes that probably would have never touched a basketball when they were a kid. Because I can tell you, I was probably one of them. But not that I'm a NBA player, but listen, that was one of the reasons why. That's one of the reasons why
you played in college. I mean, that counts.
That was one of the reasons why I played basketball, was because of Michael Jordan's influence on me.
Yeah,
you know, and it was literally everybody wanted to be like Mike, and that was his phrase. Like, think of that. That wouldn't even have existed.
So true.
It's crazy. Gatorade. Think of it. Nike, Gatorade, Wheaties. Like, it's insane. Like, the impact.
I can tell you work at a grocery store.
Yeah, but.
Well, you know, when we were driving back from San Antonio, we were carpooling with Whitney Klein and her husband, Micah. And he said something on the way back. And I was like, I need to write that down. That's so awesome. And Matt, make sure I get this right. He said, if you leave during the bad, you're never going to be around to see the good. So you just have to keep going during those times where you kind of feel like, why am I not where I want to be? You have to keep going, and you have to stay at it if you want to see that success. Like, the successful person just didn't quit. And that's the difference.
And another one, Steve Jobs. Like, you've yes. all heard that story, right? How many different makes and models, how many different companies he worked for to master the computer, basically. Like, to think if he walked away. Look at your phone. Like, you probably, like, right now, like, if you take a look, not if you're driving, but if you take a look at your phone, like, think about that. Like, you probably don't have that phone in your pocket if it wasn't for Steve Jobs. If he would have just been the very first one that sparks flew out of and it just didn't work and he just walked away. I mean, again, like, think of it. We wouldn't even be able to record this podcast.
We wouldn't even be doing this right now.
Without Steve Jobs.
You know what? He must be really lucky.
Well,
don't get me started.
Listen, it's, I get it. There can be luck sometimes. I get it. You know, but that pertains to lottery, gambling.
True.
Right? But it doesn't pertain to our job because we put in, regardless of who you are, I just don't like to see when, oh, they must be lucky, or somebody's like, oh, you had a lucky week or something like that. And it's not. It's hard work. It's really what it is. It's all just hard work.
And a lot of times, I mean, to be honest, maybe you can tell, this is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. A lot of times when a successful person gets to a certain point and, you know, they're getting recognized for their achievements and people say, gosh, you're so lucky. Like, no, there was so much hard work that went into her getting to where she is that you just didn't even see. So that's just a pet peeve of mine. Just congratulations. That's awesome. You earned it, but not, oh gosh, you're lucky. Like, you know, Ashlyn comes home and wins an art contest. I'm not going to tell her, oh, you're so lucky. No, I'm going to say, great job. You did an awesome job on that cat picture, whatever. Like, you did a lot of hard work and you did a great job. So, pet peeve over. But honestly, a lot of super successful people who do have a public presence online or on social media, I think you'd be really surprised to find that the most successful people are willing to share with you how they got there. They write blogs and they do videos and they do posts on social media, literally teaching you how they got to where they are. So I encourage you, if you come across someone on social media and they're doing the things that you want to do and they're at that level that you want to be at, follow them, engage with them, ask them questions, get to know what they're doing. And they don't even have to be in your direct industry or definitely not even in your company. Like, there's people that I follow that I've gleaned a lot of information and training from that aren't even in Avon. Tanya Eliza, for example, Amy Porterfield, Hal Enrod, Simon Chan, like, these are all people that I follow and get a lot of value from, and they're successful in this world of network marketing that we're in.
Simon Chan, especially during, he spoke at the convention.
Yes.
And I will tell you, like, I've said this many times, you can listen to all the episodes, I am not a social media person because, you know what, it's not really part of my job, right?
Right.
It's yours and I support you in that, but I'm on social media because I want to, you know, my family's all in Indiana, we're in South Carolina. It helps me relate with, you know, be able to communicate with my family, my friends in Indiana, my friends I went to high school with. It really, I use it more as that. You know, but being more business minded and seeing the tips that he gave, and when he gave a speech, I'm just like blown away. And I'm like thinking to myself, here it is. I don't do any of this like myself, but if I was, this is so easy. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is he giving out this information?
Yes, that's like, what I'm saying. Absolutely.
You know, he's showing us videos, you know, he was showing videos of him literally what he was doing real time on his computer.
Yeah, a screen record of how, what message he was sending, how he was doing it, what he was saying. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it was incredible. And then I started thinking, you know, maybe I don't necessarily use that in the business, but it, obviously for a lot of my, the things I like grilling, and I've actually done that with one guy that actually likes, he's liked some of my posts, I like some of his posts. We never really like connected, but then we finally did. And so now it's like, even if I post a picture of the grass, he likes it. Like, you know, so it's, we've built that connection. We've built that friendship over just over social media, and it's pretty cool. So we share, obviously I see all his grilling pictures. He sees all my grilling pictures. So we have that connection, and just seeing that played out and how Simon does all that was just kind of like, I'm thinking to myself like, hey, maybe I need to start an at-home business. Maybe I need to.
Maybe I need to put you to work harder with mine. How do you like that?
Well,
if you don't know, Simon Chan is the founder of MLM Nation and the author of The Consistency Pill. I didn't get a chance to get his autograph or speak to him in person, but maybe if we tag him in this podcast, he'll give it a listen. He has a great podcast as well. I would love to pick his brain sometime and maybe have him on the podcast. What do you guys think? You think he'll come on our podcast?
It was absolutely, I was really inspired, and I'm not running an at-home business or anything like that. You know, I'm going to a brick and mortar building every day. But just seeing those tips inspired me to be like, you know, hey, if I decided to do it, I could do it this way.
You sure could. Absolutely. You guys, I have to say something. I think Matt hates this pink paper that I printed the script on. I don't do an entire script, but I do make like outline notes. We like to surprise each other and don't have it completely scripted, but he keeps looking at my pink paper and I think he's judging me. So our daughter Ashlyn used all of my computer paper to make drawings, probably of cats, and all that was left is pink paper. So I had to print our script on pink paper, and I think he's a little mad.
No, I'm not mad. What? I am not mad. I was looking at it just going, well, I guess we're printing it on pink paper now. Like, that's literally how I was looking at it. I didn't mean to make it look like I was hating it. I just was like, this is what we're doing from now on. The notes are going to be on pink paper. Like, that's how I was looking at it. I'm like, this is it. Like, this is my life.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
This is listen, where we are.
When some stuff prints out of our printer, it's coming out on pink paper. Absolutely. So just so you know, in March, anyone that gets, when I bring you printed off brackets for March Madness, we're going to have brackets on pink paper.
I'll have to head over to Sam's Club or something and restock. Anyway, moving on. I want to share with you one of the biggest things I've learned that has really skyrocketed my success over the last about 3 or 4 years. So grab a pen, hit pause if you need to, because this is something I think you're going to want to write down. Stop focusing on making money and start focusing on helping people. If you help enough people get what they want, you'll eventually get what you want, and you'll be happy about it. You'll be more satisfied. You'll get more joy out of what you're doing, knowing that you're helping people. You really can't have one without the other. When you're in direct sales and network marketing, if you're not helping people, you're not going to be making the money that you want to make. And this is true for both sales and leadership mentorship.
It's really true in any industry. it really is.
Because
I'm going to tell you, you've heard it is take care of your employees, right?
Yes.
You hear that in every business. Take care of your employees. So I hear it. And if you don't take care of your employees, what happens? I can tell you right now, I've been in situations where employees may not have been handled the best, and it was terrible. And then I learned from that. And I learned from just in my past dealings with other managers that there can be times where it's very struggling, or associates really struggle with taking care of the customers, because guess what? The customers are the ones buying from you. Mm-hmm. That's where you make your money. Mm-hmm. So if you're not taking care of them, they're not taking care of the customers. And I've seen it happen, and I can see what it can do to a business, and I can see a business turn around after you start taking care of the employees. And I'm telling you, it's exactly what you're saying. I'm just going at it from a business aspect. And really, I kind of challenge you to think of you yourself and how you would want to be treated, because you would want someone to help you along, right? You want someone to be there for you, to show you what you could do to improve, what you can do to make even more money, you know, and help you with the products and help you get to know what you're actually doing. And once you start doing that, and you feel more confident about yourself, right?
Right.
So you want to do that. You want to return that. And you want to do that with the people you're leading. Just like I want to do that with my employees. I want my employees to know what I know. Like, it's not a secret.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to hold anyone because I'm afraid of, you know, you hear this a lot, is they're going to come for my job. I don't care. Come for my job, because I'm not settling where I'm at. I want to move up. So what helps my stock and my investment in my company is for me to have people that have the knowledge I do. You know, I'm not bragging on myself, but I want them to have that knowledge, because I want them to take over where I'm at, because eventually I'm going to retire, and I don't want to retire and then it all goes away.
Absolutely. That's the same with mentoring and leading a team. Is the stronger you help your team members get, the more confidence they have, the more knowledge that they have, then they can be training people. I mean, this is a duplicatable business, and that's what you want. And I say this all the time. If you're helping someone on your team make as much money as they need to make, like, why did they join? Why are they even here? What are they doing? What do they need? If you can help them learn how to make as much money as they need to make, why would they ever leave? And I think turnaround in this direct sales world is one of the biggest problems with recruiting and growing your team, is sometimes you're losing them faster than you're adding them. And so that retention is so important. So, you know, we say this too all the time. It's not about you. It's about them. Make it about them. Figure out what it is that you need to do to help them, to train them, to teach them. And you are going to be more successful because they are more successful. And that is true for sales too. Maybe you're not in leadership. Maybe you don't have a team that you're mentoring. When you're thinking about your customer, why does she need that under eye cream? You know, maybe she complains to you that she has dark circles and she hates her dark circles and how it makes her feel. Like, you're selling getting rid of her dark circles. You're not selling the PharmaRx Bakuchiol cream. Like, you're selling the results of what that product does so that it helps your customer feel better about themselves and she's happier. You're selling happiness.
So this is something I will give a shout out to the Avon convention on, is one of the things I really like about going to convention is, I'll be honest, because you may think it's weird at first, but it's all of Janine's sessions that she does.
Oh, I love Janine Whitford. So
Janine does them. Do I need to know about how to properly take care of, you know, the underneath of my eyes? Like, do you think that's something that I ever thought about? But 3 years ago, three years ago, when I went to convention for the first time in New Orleans, she was giving a demo of this under eye stuff, right? I don't remember
the
what it was called.
The depuffing serum?
Yes.
For under your eyes.
So if any of you have seen me, you know that my eyes, I get dark circles around my eyes and it almost looks like I was in a fight. That's just literally, that's just, it's genetics. I'm sorry. Like I've done everything. So I was like interested in this. I'm like, hey, look, like I get dark eyes all the time, but they're nothing's touching these eyes. Like, I'm like, I didn't think anything of it, but I'll tell you, one of the things I took away from it was using my ring finger to put this under my eyes, because your ring finger,
tell us why, Matt,
is your weakest finger.
Yeah.
And the skin under your eyes is paper thin.
Paper thin. Yes.
So literally, Janine, 3 years ago, I took this from you. If you're listening, I literally took this from you. And it has honestly become a daily part of my routine. Yes. And I don't necessarily have the dark circles. I can't say it necessarily solved it, but it did help. But a lot of times it's just me being tired too. So,
well, that's the thing about what she does. So Janine Whitver is part of learning development here at Avon. And she, yes, she teaches us all about the products, but she teaches us what they can do for us, right? Decreasing the dark circles under your eyes. But she makes it so relatable and she's so authentic. And then you're like, yes, that's what I need in my life.
Well, it's not only that, but like I could sell that to someone.
Yeah.
Do you get what she's doing?
Yes. She's teaching
you
how to sell.
She's teaching you what you were just saying with the sales. She is teaching you how to sell this product because she sold me the product. Somebody that has never thought in 40, how old was I then? Let's go back, rewind, 3 years ago, 40 years old. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I need this because I've never, for the first 40 years of my life, I had never thought that I needed to put something under my eyes to get rid of these circles.
Now, you know, we're going to have to get Janine on the phone and tell her that story and tell her what a difference you have made in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening this week. If you love what we're doing, would you leave us a rating and review? And we can't wait to see you next week.